Don't cry.
Welcome. How was your first day?
Oh, I'm dog tired, Minnie. I never ate so much in all my life.
You'll feel better when you've eaten. We've been waiting for you.
So, how was your new job?
Hard, Carl. I didn't like it.
Give it time.
I know my feelings well enough.
What sort of work is it?
Very dull indeed. I think I'll go and freshen up.
A brooding atmosphere of silent disapproval overwhelms the meager dinner until a chance remark.
We workers should turn in early. It's only Monday, Terry.
Monday?
Mr. Truway said he would call. If he received my note, he won't come. But he was very forceful. He may come anyway.
The possibility of a visitor galvanizes Carrie's flagging spirit. After dinner, she helps her sister clear away, then changes into her best dress and makes herself look pretty.
Where are you going, Carrie?
I thought I'd go and stand on the porch and watch the people passing by.
You oughtn't to stand in the door.
Well, I used to sit on the porch in Columbia City.
This is Chicago, Carrie. Oh,
I have worked hard all day. Why should I not do as I wish?
A woman here stands in a doorway for one reason.
Then I am to be imprisoned by day and by night?
No. No, go on, Carrie. Don't be late.
Down on the porch, Carrie watches the world go by and yearns for something more.
Streetcars, stores, people. I would stand here all night. Oh, the city's so big. So much going on. I wonder where Mr. Truway is.
Not far away. Standing a drink in Hannah and Hogg's saloon with George Hurstwood, the dark, good-looking manager.
Charlie Drouet. Haven't seen you in my bar for a while.
Half samples must travel, Hurstwood. If I was boss of the best saloon in Chicago, do you think I'd live on the road?
I'm sure it has its compensations. What's that you're reading?
A letter from my sweetheart.
Which one?
The latest, and the one who holds my heart.
That blonde I saw you with at the theater a while back.
Nah, brunette. She's called Carrie.
I'm surprised you can remember.
Yeah, I met her on the train coming back. She's a real peach. Young, innocent, very pretty.
And what's she say in her letter?
She's playing hard to get, but she'll come around. I'm just on my way to see her.
Oh, pity. I had an idea you might want to come out with me.
Well, shouldn't you be running home to your wife in the bosom of your family?
I've got the bar to run, Drouet.
Sure you have, and I got me a peach to ripen.
Oh, you're not interested then. I know this actress who insists on going everywhere with her very pretty sister.
I declare, Hurstwood, you... What'd you have in mind?
Dinner? The theater? A little entertainment?
Sounds interesting. Can they spare you?
I'm the boss.
What about my peach?
She'll wait.
As Drouet and Hurstwood leave for their night of pleasure, Carrie gives up her vigil on the porch and returns to Minnie's apartment and bed. She has work tomorrow. And the next day, and the days after that, the grinding rhythm of long, hard days and grim nights becomes easier to bear, but the resistance in Carrie's heart does not diminish.
Oh, I work hard, and for what? So Minnie and Carl can save up and have better while I have nothing? I hate going back there. It's cold and gloomy, and no one ever comes to visit. And it smells.
It's not fair. I pay too much rent, Minnie.
Don't let Carl hear you talking like that.
It's true. I have only 50 cents a week to spend on myself.
Well, you agreed to it. You ought to be grateful for having a roof over your head.
But I pay far more than anyone else at work.
Have you seen where they live? Do you know what they eat?
Well, I can't pay the whole rent this week, Minnie. I spend $1.25 on an umbrella and a hat.
$1.25? Where did you buy them?
In Schlesinger and Myers department store.
Oh, you foolish girl. What on earth possessed you to go there?
It was raining. I was cold and wet. I need warm clothes. You and Carl take so much, I can't even afford the streetcar.
Are you okay, Carrie?
I don't feel so good tonight.
Oh, your forehead is burning up. Come on. Come on, sit by the stove. I'll get you some broth.
Will you talk to Carl about the rent?
All right. Can you Can you pay $2 this week?
Yes, but I need a coat for the winter, Minnie.
We'll talk about that when you're feeling better.
But Carrie does not feel better. The fever takes hold and she lies ill in her bed. After 3 days, it abates.
How are you now, Carrie?
I feel very weak.
Maybe you should go home for a while.
To Columbia City?
You will have lost your position. Winter is coming, you have no clothes and no work.
I'll go downtown tomorrow. See if I can't get something.
But Carrie's efforts are even more poorly rewarded than before. Her clothes are thin and unsuitable for the approaching winter, and she spends her last 50 cents on some gloves. After 3 dispiriting days of rejection, she is at a low ebb. If she doesn't find something soon, her hopes for Chicago will come to nothing.
Oh, why, hello, Carrie. I thought it was you. Where you been?
Why, Mr. Truway. Well, I've been home.
Yeah, I saw you crossing the street. I was just coming to your place.
Were you?
Uh-huh. I want to talk to you. You're not going anywhere in particular, are you?
No, not just now.
George, I'm hungry. Let's go and get something to eat, huh? What do you say? We'll go to the Windsor Dining Room and stop all this Mr. Truway stuff. My friends call me Charlie. Hey, it's real good to see you, Carrie.
It's good to see you too, Charlie.
Drouet's optimism and geniality lift Carrie's dampened spirits and seem to carry her along. At the restaurant, he selects the most expensive items, all the while talking in his cheerful, energetic fashion.
So, you lost your job because you fell ill, huh? That's a crying shame. Mm-mm-mm. What are you going to do now?
Look around for another position.
Oh, that won't do. Shop girls and factory girls don't get anything. You can't live on it.
What else can I do?
I could help you.
That wouldn't be right.
Why don't you stay downtown and come to the theater with me?
Theater? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to. Really, I would. Mm-hmm.
Had a better offer, huh?
No, it's just that my sister and brother-in-law... Well, I have to pay them a lot of rent, and they don't like it if I go out on my own, so I can't.
You don't like it where you are, do you?
It's not so bad.
What will you do if you don't get work?
Go back home, I guess.
Mm-mm. Can't make it alone, Carrie. Let me help you. Take some of my money.
Oh, no. Mr. Druid.
Charlie, remember. Ask yourself, what can you do alone? Take a few dollars. Get yourself some new clothes.
I can't take your money.
I'll loan it to you then. How's that?
What? I'll pay it back.
Sure. Regular business transaction, huh? Now, tomorrow, go and get yourself a new jacket, and then we'll go to the matinee together.
What'll I tell my sister?
You don't know those people a thing. I'll help you get back on your feet. What do you say?
As she walks home, Carrie caresses the 2 soft green $10 bills nestling in her palm. Despite her misgivings, the presence of the money gives her confidence.
I probably shouldn't have taken it, but it's just a loan. I'll repay it when I'm back on my feet. Oh, Mr. Druid, Charlie, is so kind. He'll show me the real Chicago. Tomorrow, I'll go to a department store and buy a new outfit. Skirt, jacket, shoes. Oh, but what'll I tell Minnie? I can hardly take new clothes back home and she knows I haven't any money. Oh, I can't stay there much longer anyway. Without a job, they won't keep me. They'll send me back to Columbia City. Oh, there's nothing for me there except hayseed, farm boys, and long, dull Sundays.
Back at the apartment, enveloped by the familiar lonely gloom, Carrie's optimism vanishes.
Oh, what was I thinking of? I'm a respectable girl. I can't possibly keep Mr. Druway's money. Tomorrow, I'll give it back and get myself a job. I will.
Hello, Charlie.
Carrie? But where's the new shoes and jacket? Haven't you been shopping?
No. I came to give you your money back. Oh. I can't take it.
So that's it. Come on. Ah, you'll look real peachy in the new outfit. And you'll feel better.
How can I buy new clothes when I can't wear them at home? I'm going back to Columbia City.
Oh, come on. You've been thinking it over too long.
I've made up my mind.
There are other options. Why not rent a furnished room and leave your new things there for a week?
I couldn't do that.
Oh, but I could. There's nothing for you in Columbia City. Chicago's the place. Now get a nice room here and some clothes, and then you can do something.
But you think I could get a position?
Sure. If you stay here, I'll help you. Now, we'll get you a nice room for yourself.
Oh.
I won't bother you. You needn't worry about that.
I can't.
No such word. Now, we'll buy the clothes you want. Then we'll look around for a room for you. You can leave your things there tonight. Then we'll go to a show. Here we are.
Schlesinger and Myers?
Best department store in Chicago. You pick out what you want.
Fenced in by Drouet's logic and unable to fathom an alternative, Carrie allows herself to be seduced by the luxury of the store, if not by Drouet himself. Under his tutelage, she buys several expensive items of clothing. Later, Drouet finds her some rooms off Wabash Street. He pays in advance and tells the landlady that Carrie's trunk will be arriving soon. But walking home, doubts crowd in upon her.
Taking money from a strange man? Living at his expense? Oh, in Columbia City, that'd be real sinful. I can't let Charlie keep me. I must stay with Minnie and Carl.
Back at the apartment, Minnie asks about her job hunting.
Did you find anything, Carrie?
No. I tried real hard, but there isn't much about.
Looks like Columbia City, then.
She could look again tomorrow, Carl.
It's tough this time of year.
I'll find something.
Have to be quick. We can't keep you.
All right.
That does it. I won't stay here when I'm not wanted. At least Charlie likes me and wants me to enjoy myself.
After dinner, Carrie goes into the bathroom and writes a note.
Goodbye, Minnie. I'm not going home. I'm going to stay in Chicago and look for work. Don't worry. I'll be all right.
She hides the note under Minnie's hairbrush and gets ready to leave.
Guess I'll stand down at the door a little.
Carl doesn't like you standing down there.
I won't do it anymore after tonight.
Carrie hurries away into the night. Drouet is waiting at the corner of Peoria and Fifth. In his excitement, he kisses her.
Carrie! Oh. Got here safe now.
Yes, I've left, Charlie. Do you think I've done a wicked thing?
You've done the only thing you could.
Come on, we'll take the streetcar.